Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First and 10 from their own 49. Cousins boots out to the left. He wants more. Deep digs. It's on the 5. Touchdown! Stephon Diggs. Kirk Cousins is annihilating the Eagles. It's a 51-yard touchdown.
Mayfield looks that way. Throws the slant. Ball is bobbled. It's intercepted. KJ Wright. The ball is tipped off of the receiver. Hilliard. KJ Wright is right there. He reaches out. The Browns fans are heading for the exits, and KJ Wright is heading for the end zone to kneel down and have his picture taken.
DeMarcus Robinson comes in motion, and Mahomes sneaks it, and somebody better guard that ankle. Mitchell Schwartz and Martinez Rankin will guard the ankle like the guards outside Buckingham Palace. It looks like it's a first down on the quarterback sneak by Patrick Mahomes. Is he off the field? He is not. He might be hurt, Kendall. They are calling to the sideline. Mahomes may be hurt.
Oh, no.
Play action. Moore steps up. Moore floats it upstairs and drops it in the bucket. Tyreek Hill down the right sideline for the touchdown. 57 yards. Matt Moore lofts it with a rainbow, and Hill beats Harris.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
All right, and today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICMP tax water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By 1-800-GAMBLER, if you or you know someone with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. And by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer. We move to Week 7 in the ever-quickly moving NFL regular season. I actually had a good week last week. I was 2-1, so I've moved to 7-11 on the year. Bro, how'd you do last week?
I had another 3-0 week. I'm hot.
Wow, you are rocking.
I know.
So what are you for the year now?
Right now, I am up to 10-8
all
is
right.
My record.
Wow, you're rolling.
Well, I was 2-7 at one point.
I know.
So I'm on
a run. You won 6 straight now, right?
6 straight and 8 out of 9. Last week, I won. And this was, let's start with the backdoor cover, and I have no problem with that. The Bengals getting 12 against the Ravens. That's a little backdoor. That's fine. I won with the Saints getting a point. And I won with the Jets, baby, getting the 7.5 against the Cowboys.
Yep.
So 3-0 for the week, 10-8. I've been hot lately, which means I'm very much due for a bad week, so I would bet against me this week. Game number one, look, I think what the Rams did this week was an act of desperation, but they're a better football team now. I mean, Jalen Ramsey, I think long-term I'd be concerned about what happens, especially now that you're going to give him the money. But Jalen Ramsey's an elite cornerback in this league, and I wouldn't downplay the importance of adding a player as good as that. Now, I think the Rams still have major issues. I'm not sure how good the quarterback is. Todd Gurley may play, but how effective will he be when he plays? How many touches will he get when he plays? And the offensive line is a problem. But here's the good news. They're only laying 2.5, which is a small number, and they're playing the Falcons. And they stink. I understand last week, missed extra point, boo-hoo. The Atlanta Falcons have the look of a team that's going to go 3-13. The coach is gone. They may not even fire him out of respect until this season is over, but I just think this is the perfect tonic for the Rams. This is the perfect team to play. A lousy Atlanta team. And I'll give you this prediction. Matt Ryan will put up big numbers. He'll make you happy fantasy-wise. But when it matters, like in the first 3 quarters, he ain't gonna give you much. So in game number one, small number. I like it. I like the Rams to get that tonic they need. Give me the Rams laying 2.5 in Atlanta against the Falcons. Game number one. Game number two, I'm betting against the Ravens again. Now, I got lucky last week because the Bengals got the backdoor cover. But the thing about the Ravens, that I don't love is I don't think this defense is nearly as good as they've been in the past. And now they're facing a quarterback that right now is the MVP of the league. There's no debate. Russell Wilson has still not thrown an interception this year. I don't think that streak will continue forever, but I think it's going to continue this week. They're getting Chris Carson involved, not just running the football well, which he did last year, but catching the ball out of the backfield. And I think this is a very, very tough chore for Lamar Jackson, this offense, having to go out there to Seattle. Now, the misleading stat of the day would be the Ravens have never won in Seattle. That's a true statement. Now, they've only played two games out there, so I want to point that out. It's only been there twice, but that's a very, very tough environment for a young quarterback. The number's only three, so not a big number. I was actually surprised by that. I thought the number would be a little bit higher. Game number two, give me the Seahawks, -3 at home against the Baltimore Ravens as they continue their great run right now in the NFC West where every game's important. And in game number three, I'm picking another sexy game. I'm going right in the belly of the beast, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles getting 2.5 in Dallas against the Cowboys. We got a good look at Dallas last week, and I get they're banged up, all right? Amari Cooper goes down. That's a huge blow. They've had issues on their offensive line. All of that's true. But at the beginning of this season, I thought the Philadelphia Eagles would win the NFC East. And I thought they would win the NFC East for two very important reasons. Number one, they're better. I just think talent-wise, they're a better football team. And number two, I trust them in a big spot. Well, early in the season, we have ourselves a big spot. And normally when somebody quote-unquote guarantees a victory, and I went back and listened to the audio of Doug Peterson, he didn't use the word guarantees when he went on the radio this week. But he basically said, yeah, we're going to go to Dallas and we're going to win. It's close to a guarantee. I like it. I like that confidence. And quite frankly, I think he's right. I think they're better. And I think the Eagles are going to send the message to the Cowboys and really everybody else that they are, despite their up and down nature so far this year, they are the best team in that division. And I'm getting points to top it all off. So give me the Eagles +2.5 in Dallas against the Cowboys. Game number one, the Rams laying 2.5 in Atlanta. Game two, Seattle laying 3 at home against the Ravens. And the Eagles getting 2.5 in Dallas against the Cowboys. Those are my picks for week 7 in the NFL. Joe, take it away.
All right, as I mentioned, 2-1 for me last week. I am not off to a good start, but it was nice to finally get a winning week. First of all, I went with the Dolphins getting 3.5 against the Redskins. Remember, they lost by a point, a 2-point conversion. They went for it to try to win the game at the end. They didn't get it, but they covered the 3.5. I lost with the Rams laying 3.5 against the Niners and lost badly as the Niners really beat them up. They beat them 20-7 in L.A. And I went with the Steelers, who I've gone with a lot and won a lot with this year. I got 7 in that game out in L.A., and they beat the Chargers outright in a game where basically it was all Steeler fans anyway. So a 2-1 week last week, 7-11 on the year. Here we go for week 7. I'm taking the Lions getting 1.5 at home against Minnesota. The Lions, they're 2-2-1, probably should be 5-0. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they should have won last week if not for the officiating against Green Bay. They should have beat the Chiefs a few weeks ago at home. They blew that game, opening day against the Cardinals in Arizona, wound up tying the game. So they easily could be 5-0. And I know the Vikings are a good team. They're 4-2. They got a terrific defense. Cousins been red hot. They've won 2 in a row. They beat the Giants up and then beat the Eagles up last week. And Cousins has thrown, 7 touchdown passes in the last 3 weeks, stealing. Diggs is back into the offense and all of that. They're running the ball with Dalvin Cook. But the game's in Detroit, and I just got a feeling the Lions are going to win this game. I just do. I think they're better than their record, and then we just stated how easily they could be 5-0 right now. Big division game, maybe a little bit of a letdown for Minnesota coming off their last couple wins. I think the Lion defense will slow down the red-hot Kirk Cousins a little bit in this game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I see a lot of points probably on the board in this game, maybe 31-28. Something like that, 35-30, something in that range. But as good as the Viking defense is, I think they'll put points up the Lion offense. So give me the Lions +1.5 at home against Minnesota. That's game one. Game two, I got to take the Dolphins getting 16.5 in Buffalo. I'm sorry, that number is crazy. I know Buffalo's been good. I know they're 4-1. I know their defense has been outstanding. You know, they probably should have beaten New England when they played them, lost 16-10, didn't give up an offensive touchdown to the Patriots in that game. But Fitzpatrick's playing, so that to me gives Miami a puncher's chance in this football game. We know how close they came last week. It's a divisional game. And the Bills, this is not the Bills of 1990. I mean, the Bills have not gotten to the point where I could see them being 16.5-point favorites against anybody. I don't care where the game is. I don't care where. That's just too big a number. Now, Maybe the Bills will go win 17-0 and cover the number, something like that. But I don't think they have enough offensive firepower. And I think Miami will be in the game. And I tell you, would it really shock me if Miami won this game outright? Probably not. But they probably won't win, but they're going to cover 16.5 in my mind. So give me the Dolphins plus the big number, 16.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. And finally, I'm taking the Jets. And I got to tell you, and this is for getting 10. And this is for all those Jet fans out there that tell me you're too negative. You're always, you know, you're always ripping the team. You missed the negative. I couldn't be more positive, and I am never positive about this football team. I am beyond positive about this week. How could I be? They're playing the, you know, the insurmountable. They're beating the unbeatable. They're beating the greatest dynasty of all time. How could you be positive with this is the team they're going to play, that they're going to go beat them? Tell me how it's possible. I don't know, but I got this feeling, man. There's something different now. When Sam Darnold stepped on that field last week against Dallas, things changed. And this week, C.J. Mosley looks like he's stepping on the field. So why not? And let's be honest about this. And maybe the maybe I'm nuts. Maybe the Patriots are going to beat them 35-0. Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe they are. And maybe the Patriots are going to go undefeated. I don't see an undefeated team here. I know they're 6-0. I know the defense has been unbelievable. But I don't see, and I've watched the Patriots a lot this year so far, I don't see, you know, the 1969 Chiefs or the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens or the 2002 Tampa Bay Bucks. I don't see that defense in these guys. And their offense is not what it's been in years past. It just hasn't been. And let's take a look at who they beat this year. All right, they beat the Steelers with Roethlisberger. I get it. They killed them. I don't know how good the Steelers are anyway. I don't know. They beat the Jets with Luke Fork. They beat the brutal Dolphins. They beat the brutal Redskins. They beat the Bills in Buffalo in a game where, you know, a couple flags go the other way, and Josh Allen maybe is in the game, and maybe they lose that game. So, I'm not getting crazy. They beat the Giants, and the Giants gave them all they want. You know, this is a game where, you know, they scored 21 points off of an interception that was started a drive on a 20-yard line, a blocked punt, and a fumble return for a touchdown. So I don't see, they may be 6-0. I don't see this insurmountable team. And let's be honest, they're due to lose. They're due to freaking lose. And I'm getting 10. And I'm telling you, I feel so good about this game. And I know if they're going to get killed, they're going to, and that's, let me say this too, bro. I want you hear this. Yeah. I don't want to hear anybody killing me. If they get hammered in this game, I don't want to hear from people saying, well, because you love them, because you're positive they lost. I don't want to hear it. Because all I hear is how freaking negative I am. And I'd use another word if I could get away with it. All right?
I thought you were going to.
I was close. I was close. And I feel so good about this game that I'm betting the money line on this game. And I'm getting a nice number on it, too.
Yeah.
You know, plus 400 is not bad. It's worth the shot. So I'm taking a shot with the Jets plus 10. And don't be shocked if somehow, some way, they win this football game. So the Beningo picks for week 7. Give me the Lions plus 1.5 at home against the Vikings. Give me the Dolphins getting 16.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. And give me the Jets getting 10 at home Monday night against the Patriots. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks, Week 7 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.